This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
And welcome, everybody. This is the golf show, the show by golfers for golfers. Hello and welcome to Tee to Green, the longest running golf show in America. Jay Ritchie is off this week, but might make an appearance later in the show. Jay Ritchie was covering Air Force hockey and is returning later today. I'm Jerry Evans. We had a chance to talk last week, so I will be hosting Tee to Green this week. On the show, we have Judy Alvarez from her own namesake golf academy. She makes her home in the winter at the Monarch Country Club in Palm City, Florida. Not a bad place to live. And during the summer, you can catch her at Sunken Meadows State Park Golf Course in Kings Park, New York. So we're excited to have her on the program for today. She's an award-winning PGA LPGA Master Golf Professional, certified in player development and author with over 25 years of experience. A lot of things to cover today, and we're going to hopefully be able to talk with Jay Ritchie a little bit later on as well. He was out at West Point as Air Force was on the road to take on Army at West Point, and they had the hockey game last night. So Jay is going to be hopefully returning later today on the flight, and he might be able to make an appearance here on the program, and we can talk with him about some of the things going on in the golf world. I know one of the things that he wanted to talk about was the fact that Johnny Miller is retiring. So if we can get to that, we're certainly going to give it a shot. So please stay tuned. This is Tee to Green, the golf show that is for golfers by golfers.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down, save me from those double bogey blues.
The story of my life, the double bogey blues. This is Jerry Evans in for Jay Ritchie here on Tee to Green, the golf show. We're heard on American Forces Radio and around the world on 77 different countries. We thank you for joining us on Tee to Green.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
America's longest-running network radio golf show. This is Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie not here today, but actually he's going to make an appearance, it looks like, here in just a little bit. But I'm Jerry Evans, filling in for Jay Ritchie right now. And our guest for today is Judy Alvarez from Judy Alvarez Golf Academy. She's the award-winning PGA LPGA Master Golf Professional, certified in player development and author with over 25 years of experience. And Judy, we welcome you to Tee to Green. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great on a chilly day up here in New York on Long Island. I love it up here, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and always a situation where when we get a chance to talk with golf, somebody who has a sterling record as you have had, it's great to have you on the program. Now, your focus has been growing the bottom line through team training, excelling in customer service delivery, designing, coordinating, implementing affordable, successful golf programs for all ages and skill levels. Can you expand on that? What does that mean for the average golfer?
That means we'll put a program in place that's applicable to the consumer that's in the area. So we do our research ahead of time to figure out what the average price is in the area, what the consumers are willing to pay, and then figure out what programs are in the area and do we have anything in our immediate club that provides that. And if not, we try to touch on all the bases, whether or not it's a person with a disability, the kids, the women, the seniors, and then do a bunch of co-ed programs. Then, depending on the time of year, we'll do spring, summer, and fall events, summer programs, et cetera.
Okay, so with regard to that, so if somebody comes into a club and they want to take advantage of this, can they route that club, can they route that information to you, and then, or do they have to actually physically come and see you?
Oh, no. We have social media, we have our Facebook page, we have our website page. They can come and see us. They can call us. They can text us. They can come and see us in person. All the above.
Okay, so I guess that would give them a good excuse if you're in Florida to come down there and visit, right?
In the wintertime, yeah. So yeah. If you're a lot of New Yorkers go to Southeast Florida in the wintertime, and then a lot of Floridians come to the Northeast in the summertime. So it's a really good mix of being able to take care of the clientele in both states.
Do you have a problem with rain in the winter in Florida? I've always kind of wondered that.
Yeah. Well, January can be hot or cold. Well, I should say wet or dry, really.
Okay.
With the rain. One January, we had like 4 weeks of rain. It was a really bad season. Other times, we've had chilly weather. And then other times we've had wonderful weather, but it certainly beats being in the Northeast where you've got snow on the ground and it's just frigid conditions.
Do you have currently snow there?
No. We are in the peak of our fall, and I can't tell you how beautiful it is. I'm staring out the window right now, and I'm seeing all the luscious colors that fall affords.
Are you wanting to go out and play yourself?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even get a tee time right now.
Well,
we're so busy right now, which is great.
Okay, now, one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about, you know, in the past, you've been a Southeast Section Teacher of the Year, Golf Digest Magazine, Women Top 50 Instructor, Golf Range Association of America Top 50 Teachers. You've also been an author, Broken Tees and Mended Hearts. What inspired you to write that book?
Oh gosh. excuse me. That's a great question. After all the years of working with people with disabilities, I realized that they educated me as much as I helped them, and I wanted to share that with other people with injuries who thought that they couldn't play the game. And I also wanted to inspire other teachers to step out of a box and say, you know, you can teach someone that maybe is missing an arm or a leg or is paralyzed and come at you in a seated position. If we, as a teacher, understand ball flight law and cause and effect, it doesn't matter if the person's standing or sitting or swinging on one leg or two legs, with one or two arms or can or can't see, we should be able to help them figure that out. And if we welcome them, we can actually save a life. So I felt inspired to share. They're all true stories.
Now, if somebody is like confined to a wheelchair, is there a way that they're able to swing the club and you know, get it off the tee?
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's different ways to do it. First of all, if you're going to work with somebody in a seated position and they don't have access to a single idle golf cart, you can use tee golf, you can use a flat club, or you might use a short club like 24 inches. And then you start experimenting. And no two people in a seated position, Jerry, are the same. There's no cookie-cutter model. You have to do some experimenting and figure out what works. But if you have the tools in place, then you can, you know, sort through that.
So there have been really some big success stories with regard to that?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. I'm looking at tee golf right now. It's a telescopic tee. Starts out at 24 inches and go down to 17 inches. It's got a really short club, 24 inches, with a big face that's got 12 degrees, and the face is like a pancake. So somebody could actually swing from a seated position like T-ball, like kids do. Or if you had a short club, 24 inches, give or take, they could swing from one arm to the side of the chair. Or a flat club, because an upright club would be obviously too upright from a seated position. So maybe those are just three elements that you start with, your start point, and see what they can and they can't do, how strong they are, how flexible they are, what's their skill set prior to the injury, or was it a congenital birth defect, et cetera.
Our guest right now is Judy Alvarez from Judy Alvarez Golf Academy. Now, another thing that I know that you're involved with is you are a motivational speaker. You implemented a train the trainer program for PGA Hope, helping our patriots everywhere and working with disabled golfers. Now, I know that you talked about working with the patriots golfers a little bit earlier. Can you expand on that and how they can come to you and get advice?
Well, anybody with a disability who has served in the military can reach out to their local PGA professional, regardless of what state they're in. And if the professional is not acquainted with HOPE, then the pro could contact their section office and say, where is a PGA HOPE program in our area? Or how do I get trained to work with a veteran who has a disability? And the HOPE teaching train the trainer programs are all across the country at different times of the year. And once the PGA Pro goes through that, then they are part of a six-week program that the veteran can go to. And the neat part about this is that there's no charge to the veteran to come to the program to learn how to play the game.
Now, this is a wonderful thing that you're doing, but you also excel in the fact of promoting women's golf as well. And I know that that's an area that you wanted to talk about because a lot of times, you know, you get the man out there and then the woman comes along and they're all intimidated and everything like that. How do you overcome those fears, I guess is a good way to put it, for the women?
Well, take for example, in April when I started here at Sunken Meadow Golf Course, the women golf entity was very underserved here, for example. So I just started implementing programs that invited women. In June, or maybe it was May, I forget, at the beginning of the season, once a year they do National Women Golf Day, so we tied into that. Then every month on a Friday, once a month, we did this thing called Chicks Chip and Sip, and it was just for women, a one-hour event, and then we did a social in the bar afterwards. Very price-effective, so we sold those out. We do our last one in November, and it's called Second Shots. So the themes would be like putting the Prosecco, chipping the Chardonnay, pitching and punch, bunkers and beer, drivers and drinks. So it was just a way to form a social environment for the women to come out and have an understanding that anybody can do this. And then we have leagues that they could join. They could do private lessons, anything that they wanted. So if you make it women friendly, they'll come, and then they bring their friends. So we were very successful with that. So we're going to do that again next year.
Well, I really believe that, the intimidation factor doesn't come into play as much mm-hmm. anymore because, like, my wife enjoys going out and playing golf with me. However, of course, she doesn't, play a long course and everything. She usually plays either the executive courses or the par three courses. But it can be equally fun for them as well.
Of course, yeah. But, you know, remember something. The golf ball has no idea who's hitting it. So, if you can express that to anybody hitting the golf ball, the ball is only going to go in the direction that the club face is pointed at the moment of truth. So it doesn't matter if it's a guy or a gal swinging it.
Right.
So you have to educate them on that. And, okay. A woman has as much of a right to be out on the golf course as anybody else.
Judy, we want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, and we look forward to visiting with you again in the future.
Thanks so much for having me, and have a great day.
Okay, Judy Alvarez from the Judy Alvarez Golf Academy, and we'll have more here on Tee to Green.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. All teachers have certain philosophies, and I have two in particular. One of mine is the right-hand grip for a right-handed golfer. Too strong of a right-hand grip where people get it too much in the palm, where their right hand is too far underneath. What that's going to do is shut the face at the top of your swing, and you're going to have to manufacture the squareness of your club face and impact, and that way you're going to slide and do all kinds of crazy things with your lower body in order to square the face. Get it more in the fingers of the right hand, get your right thumb over the top a little more. 11 o'clock on your grip as you look straight down. If noon is right down the middle of the club, I want it over at 11. This will help you square the club naturally, not have to artificially square it at impact. The second is left hip rotation. Your belt buckle is always your barometer for ball flight. So wherever your belt buckle ends up is where the ball will likely go.
For more on hitting the ball off the tee, be sure to visit teetogreenradio.com or check in with your local PGA professional.
Your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. This is Tee to Green. The normal host, Jay Ritchie, not here, but actually, he is here. I'm Jerry Evans, and we have Jay right now, who has been covering Air Force hockey out at West Point, Army against Air Force. And Jay, we welcome you to the program, and hope you had a good time covering the hockey tournament or the hockey games.
Yeah, well, I did, and thanks for calling me normal, by the way.
Hey.
I haven't been called that in a while.
It's kind of odd to be on the other side of the microphone now, right?
It is. It's kind of strange. Actually, I'm sitting on an airplane.
You are.
Newark, getting ready for a nonstop Newark to Denver. I'll be home later this afternoon in Colorado Springs.
All right. So they're not upset that you're talking on the on the program, are they?
Not yet, anyway. But everybody's sitting around row 20. I'm in an aisle seat. Probably hear my side of the conversation.
Well, that's okay. Tell them all hi for us here from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Beautiful day out here, and we are excited to, of course, be here on the program, Tee to Green, here on America's longest-running golf show. And we're heard in on American Forces Radio and in 77 countries around the world. Also on the Animal 1300 in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So, Jay, I know one of the things that you wanted to talk about was the fact of Johnny Miller retiring. Maybe we can elaborate on that. What does that mean as far as the golf community is concerned?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a couple of weeks old now. He announced that about a couple of weeks ago, but we really haven't had a chance or time to address it on the radio show. So I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about it today. Johnny Miller, 29 years on TV, and before that, a lot of people, I would say probably under the age of 45, probably don't remember much of Johnny Miller as a golfer, but he was pretty doggone good. He's had two careers, one as a golfer, one of the best in the world, and one as a TV golf analyst, and he kind of revolutionized the way analysts talk about golf on television, starting back in 1990 when he took over, believe it or not, for Lee Trevino, who was doing analysis for NBC, and then Trevino turned 50 right around there and decided he wanted to play more on the Champions Tour, and so that opened up the spot, and they gave it to Johnny Miller.
Would you say that Johnny Miller was kind of a fiery personality, maybe not even more so as an analyst than he was as a golfer?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, in that sense, that's kind of how he changed things. He kind of spoke his mind, and being a former player, not just a former player, but one of the best players, he had some strong opinions, and when he said things, people listened because he had been there and done that, and he knew what he was talking about. Before that, the golf analysts were, a lot of them were ex-players, and they were still good buddies with the guys who were playing, and they were a little reluctant to be too harsh in their critique or in their criticisms. But not Johnny. He just came right out, and the guy hit a bad shot. He said it was a bad shot.
You find that also true, I believe, in other sports as well, that sometimes the analysts were very, very kind to the players because they didn't want to make them mad or upset, and so they'd never get another interview. But in Johnny's case, he said, you know what, I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to be like that, and you guys are just going to have to deal with it.
And he did that right from the get-go. In fact, he kind of got a bad rap. His very first telecast, he was talking about a shot that Peter Jacobson had to make and said this would be a real easy shot to choke on. Now, he didn't call Jacobson a choke. He just said it'd be an easy shot to choke on. And I guess Jacobson flubbed the shot. And so everybody in turn said, well, Johnny Miller called Jacobson a choke. And for like 6 months after that, Peter Jacobson wouldn't even talk to Johnny Miller. They're good buddies now, and they work together now. But that's kind of how Johnny Miller got his reputation of being a guy who tells it like it is, even though in that case he didn't so much do that. It was just kind of interpreted as that.
And you find that also true, like in football, baseball, tennis, and whatnot. You find that those analysts sometimes they come across as being, you know, all fiery and upset, and they don't really project what they're saying. It's more of a case that they get all fired up, and then people take it wrong, and people assume that that's exactly the way they're trying to portray it. And a lot of times it might have been taken out of context, and it sounds like that's what it was with Peter Jacobson.
Yeah, and I think the whole key to that is just being yourself and being natural about it. If you go out of your way to be controversial or to get people fired up, then you know that the audience can tell the difference, and I think that's kind of what separates the really good analysts from just the run of the mill analysts who are trying to kind of stir something up or make a name for themselves. And Johnny Miller was just being himself. He was being natural, and that's why it worked. And that's why, I mean, gosh, he did it for nearly 30 years. February, the Waste Management Open in February in Phoenix is going to be his last event. So it'll be 1990 to 2019. It'll be 29 years.
Well, certainly a long and distinguished career. Let's change gears here just a little bit, because one of the things I wanted to talk about also while I've got you here on the show is the like Broadmoor Resort that we have in Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's hosted a number of major tournaments, and one of them was the U.S. Women's Open. And I remember back in 1995, it was, I believe, that Annika Sorenstam, truly, as far as I was concerned, the best female golfer ever, she won her first tournament here at the Broadmoor. Is that not correct?
It was her first win. It was a major. It was the one of the biggest tournaments you could win, the Women's U.S. Open. And at that time, a lot of people didn't know who she was.
And I certainly didn't.
Certainly changed after the Broadmoor, yeah.
Now, back then, of course, they had Michelle McGann, who had all those pretty hats, and everybody was out to watch her because they liked the way that she was fashionably conscious and everything like that. And so she drew the biggest crowds. I remember that because I actually got to come and watch that tournament. But Annika Sorenstam came out of nowhere. She won the tournament and went on to a very, very long and distinguished career. And I thought, you know, personally, when she decided to retire, I thought she was, you know, too young to do it because I thought she had many more wins in store for herself.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's her decision. She could do what she wants to do with her life. But I hated to see her step away, especially she was still pretty much in the prime of her career when she did that.
I was wondering if you were able to ever find out whether how well Nancy Lopez did as far as any of the tournaments like the U.S. Women's Open and tournaments that were like that when she was in the prime of her career.
Oh, gosh. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think, wasn't it the U.S. Open the only big championship that she never won? I think it was.
I believe so, yeah, that's right.
She won a lot, and she won a bunch of majors. She has, you know, kind of like Arnold Palmer never winning the PGA, and Tom Watson never winning the PGA, and Mickelson never winning the Open. There's always, for a lot of great golfers, there's always that one that gets away.
Okay. Jay, thank you for joining us. I know you got to get on the flight and get going, so we appreciate you taking the time to call in and talk with us on the program today, and we'll look forward to having you back on the program next Sunday.
Sounds good, Jerry. Have fun. Hit them long, hit them straight.
You got that right. Okay, this is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Evans, in for Jay Ritchie today from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Evans in for Jay Ritchie this today, and we are coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We thank you for joining us. We're heard on American Forces Radio and on 77 countries around the world, also on 1300 The Animal in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We want you to look your best on or off the course with affordable, high-quality golf apparel and headwear from Smash Factor Golf. Shop online at smashfactorusa.com. Polos for under $25, hats priced at under $20, and all shipped right to your door. Shipping is free, and there's a free gift with every order. Don't forget to check out the clearance page where every shirt is $16.99. When they're gone, they're gone. So shop online at Smash Factor Golf, and that's at smashfactorusa.com. Well, we are pleased to announce that we are going to talk with, actually Jay Ritchie had an opportunity to talk with Chichi Rodriguez, we're going to bring that segment to you right now. And this was a show from the past, and I think it's going to be interesting. You'll find it very fascinating as Jay talks with Chichi Rodriguez here on Tee to Green.
One of your wins on the PGA Tour, your first one in fact, came not very far from here at the Denver Open. Do you remember much about that tournament?
Yeah, I remember the last hole. Dave Hill, I was playing with Dave Hill. He says, you got a two-shot penalty. Take that two-iron man and just kind of shake it over there. Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, you know, all these people here came to see me drive because they can't believe I can drive it as far as I can. And I took the driver. I think I drove it about 35 steps from the pin on the last hole at the Denver Country Club. I used to go to Broadmoor. The founder of that place was one of the Maytags, Mr. Bud Maytag.
Right.
And I used to play golf with him, and Ed Dudley was the golf pro, and he was the guy that gave me my life, you know, and gave me the first job as a pro in Puerto Rico. And he was a wonderful man. When I won the Denver Open, I said, I'm not going to speak a word until Mr. Dudley come to and stand on my side. He was my teacher. And then I asked the chairman of the tournament, I said, where's my coat? Because in those days, they used to give you a coat. And he says to me, he said, Chichi, I gotta be truthful to you. We didn't think you could win. So I said, well, which is the biggest coat you have? He said, well, George Bear. We thought he was going to win. I said, well, give me his coat. And that's the coat that I wore in the presentation. I love the Broadmoor. I knew the guy that was the skating instructor. You know, the whole team got bad memories. You know, they got killed landing in Germany for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I knew all those kids that went over there to Germany.
Well, it's amazing the small world and the connections that the Broadmoor has in golf, and even with Chichi Rodriguez. When you started playing golf, and you're probably still around 5'7", 150 pounds, and yet you were able to keep up with anybody, hit the ball a long ways. How did you come by that, and was it a natural thing? How did you get to be as good as you were, and how did you get to be Chichi Rodriguez?
Well, you know, you cannot have excuses in life. You are what you are, and that's the way it is. And when people used to tell me that I was too small, I used to tell them the club or the ball don't know my size, you know. And I say, I can hit it. Put all the negatives aside and go for it. Don't have a chip on your shoulder that you're small or whatever. Just go for it.
Definitely worked for Chichi Rodriguez, who is joining us today from his home in Puerto Rico on Tee to Green. You turned pro back in 1960. When you turned pro, Chichi, did you know you were going to be okay, or was there any doubt in your mind at all?
Well, I've been a pro all my life. I was too poor to be an amateur. So when I was 12 years old, I shot a 67, and I knew I was going to be good then. I had goals, and I put all those goals in my brain, and I would work very hard on my game to conquer my goals, and I just about conquered all the goals. I didn't conquer the goal of being the best golfer that ever lived, but you know what? I became the best Puerto Rican golfer that ever lived.
Well, you were right up there with the best golfers that ever lived on. You played in an amazing era, starting out in 1960, hitting their stride were folks like Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Billy Casper, and so on and so forth, and then continued right up until present day.
I'm glad that I was born in that era. I know in the era is now where we have to play against Tiger Woods and these young guys. These young guys are so good. I'm very proud because, you know, when they become better than we were, that means that we did a good job. And you know, all generations, not only golf and everything else, they got to get better at everything. And these guys are so strong. You know, when I was playing, I didn't have to look up at hardly anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now I look at those young guys on TV, and they make me so proud. They're so clean, you know. They all look like All-Americans, and they hit the ball so far, and they're so good. They don't have a choking point. What you have become very, very good.
I know you developed that signature move with the golf club after you made a birdie. Tell us the story about how you came about doing that.
Well, I used to put my hat over the hole when I made a birdie because I was always afraid the bird was going to fly away. And one time I was playing this kid, you know, I was about 9 years old. We're playing this hole for 5 cents, a nickel, and I hold a putt from 20 feet, and there was a toad in the hole. The toad hopped out, and there came the ball. So now the other caddy said, well, it's no good unless he hit the bottom of the hole. And he was right. That was the rule. I ended up losing my 5 cents, and after that I started putting my hat over the hole. And then the commissioner, then Joe Dye, who was a wonderful gentleman, did a tremendous job with the PGA when he was our commissioner. Some of the pros complained that I was damaging the hole when I put my hat over the hole. He called me into New York, and I flew in, and he says he was not telling me to stop doing what I did, but he asked me if I could think of doing something else. So I went to the hotel, and I said, well, the hole is a bull. I got the sword, which is the putter, and I stopped the bull, and then I put the sword back in the cover, but in real life, you know, I wouldn't hurt a fly. Over 35 years ago, I started that, you know, and I'm glad I started it because golf to me was always fun. And that's what Arnold Palmer always say, you know, have fun when you play.
While you were playing, you got very involved with charities, especially kids golf and helping youngsters. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, my father and my mother were philanthropists. They didn't have much to give, but whatever they could give to the needy, they would give it. They were needy themselves. They were very unselfish. 32 years ago, me and Bob James and a guy named Bill Hayes and I created this foundation in Clearwater, Florida. We have a school. 99% of my kids attend school. 99% of them graduate from college, and that's unheard of. We don't receive federal money because we don't want it, because I want my kids to pay allegiance to the flag every day before they enter the classroom. If you get federal money, they can't do that. So I want them to respect the flag. If they can respect the flag, they can respect themselves and respect everybody else. Our foundation doesn't own any money. We're very happy with that. That's one of the things I do. In Puerto Rico, we put over 100 kids through college. And in Mexico, I'm involved with a Grupo Ideal, a group of ladies, and we do orphanages there. It's an endowment that we created. They didn't have any money to go to college. Now, we did an endowment about 16 years ago, and I believe we have 107 kids going through college now free.
Fantastic. Nobody gives back more than Chichi Rodriguez. And Chichi, one last thing I want to ask you about is Tee It Forward. What's that about, and why did you get involved?
Well, I got to get involved because golf is getting... people are getting too serious playing golf. I had a manager called Eddie Elias, and Eddie Elias one time told me, he says, you know, for this whole summer, I want to shoot 72 every round I play. And then he used to hit the ball 72 times. After he 72 times, he'd pick it up, and he'd go in. What do you shoot, Eddie? I said, 72. You know, that's the way people ought to play golf. You know, when Jack Nicklaus starts teeing it forward, you know it's time for you to tee it up forward. I've been teeing it forward, and what I do now is when I play with anybody, I tee it forward. I'm about maybe 10 steps from the ladies' tee. But that's what people should do. Enjoy the game.
The fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. This is Tee to Green. Our thanks to Jay Ritchie speaking with Chichi Rodriguez. Quite a fascinating character, certainly out on the PGA Tour when he was out trying to win his all of the events that he had. And, of course, that signature move every time that he made that birdie putt. I've tried to copy it, but I've only been able to make like a couple of birdies, so it hasn't been all that successful for myself. I'm Jerry Evans, in for Jay Ritchie today, and we are, of course, speaking with our wonderful guests and talking golf today on Tee to Green. I also want to remind you that Tee to Green is presented in part by Smash Factor Golf Apparel, with performance polos for under $30 and headwear for just $15.99. Put more Smash Factor into your game with Smash Factor Golf Apparel. Based in Monument, Colorado, Smash Factor Golf specializes in golf polos and golf hats, like we mentioned. To check out their full line and for more information, go to smashfactorgolf.com. One of the things I wanted to kind of wrap up the show with is talking about how the average tour player is they're making their money now. Now, one of the things that happened, of course, in the past was golf didn't really make a lot of money for some of the players in the days of Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus when you compare it to what today's players are getting. But they can still make a good living out there if you're one of those top 25 or 125 guys, a pro whose tour card is a no-doubter. They nail down that win in the occasional year and can be counted on for each season to make it to the, sometimes through, you know, the FedEx Cup if they get that opportunity. And one of the things that these players always find is if they can, you know, bank that money, they also get all the endorsement deals and everything like that. So they can probably, you know, season prize money earnings if they're around $2 million. I mean, I could certainly live on $2 million myself, but they can get a lot of different deals as well, like maybe a $50,000 to $100,000 logo corporate deal. You can get many, many other things, caddies cut. Now, one of the caddies cut, when they are out there with those particular players, they get an annual average at about 7% of $140,000. Their weekly travel stipend is around $1,500 to $3,000. So average annual total, if you're a caddy, is $192,000. Now, for somebody like me, I'm too old, but for maybe a young man or a young woman, if you wanted to get into that particular type of profession, I know that they have schools that show you about how to do that, and you have the opportunity to certainly make a living with regard to that. But there's a lot of incentive bonuses from one or all the player sponsors. For keeping his tour guard, you get usually between $10,000 and $25,000. For a tour win, $25,000 to $100,000. And for making the top 30 in the FedEx Cup Final, over $100,000. And some of the players were talking about how they came across, like their first win or their first paycheck and whatnot. Stuart Sink said he graduated college in 1995, got a sponsor's exemption into the Canyon Greater Hartford Open, which is now the Travelers. His wife, Lisa, and they were already married. They had a young son and had, he said they were red in their bank account when he went out and got his first win. So it was pretty amazing. He said that he opened up the newspaper, found his name on the leaderboard, and looked across to see what his winnings were. It's about $15,000, and it felt like it was $15 trillion. So you can tell that with the big prize monies that are in the $1.3 to $1.8 million range as far as winning a tournament, you know that these players today, it certainly is a big, big benefit if they can hit it long and straight and make those crucial putts and whatnot so that they can come up with a win and really get the money that they're seeking out there. So it's kind of amazing to see how the money trend has certainly gone up, not only in golf, but in other sports as well, like in baseball and football and basketball. You see all these players that are getting these exorbitant amounts of money. So that just gives you an idea of what it's like to be a pro golfer. You don't have to be Tiger Woods. You don't have to be Phil Mickelson. You just have to be somebody who's good enough to make a very, very sizable earnings on the PGA Tour. This is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Evans, and we'll be back.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Golfers listen because we speak their language. This is Tee to Green, the Golf Show. I'm Jerry Evans, and Jay Ritchie was with us earlier in the program. He'll be back with us next week. Of course, he was off covering Air Force hockey as they were on the road to play at West Point against the Army West Point Cadets. Our other guest today, Judy Alvarez from the Judy Alvarez Golf Academy. She is making her summer home at the Sunken Meadow State Park Golf Course in Kings Park, New York, and her winter home is at Monarch Country Club in Palm City, Florida. She was an award-winning PGA, LPGA Master Golf Professional, certified in player development, and author with over 25 years of experience. And our thanks to her for being one of our guests on the program. By the way, she also does motivational speaking, and she implemented a Train the Trainer program for PGA Hope, helping our patriots everywhere, working with disabled golfers. And any of the disabled golfers that come out of the military, they get to utilize the services for free, which is really a nice incentive and a nice benefit for them. But, of course, when they serve the country and they, put their life on the line and sometimes have to sacrifice, whether it be an arm, a leg, or whatever the case might be, I think this is a great way to reward them, especially if they want to continue in a particular sport such as golf. It's always nice that you can present some program like that for those disabled veterans and for anybody else who is disabled as well. And she also promoted the fact that she wanted women to understand that they don't have to be intimidated. They can get out on the golf course and make sure that they get out there and get a chance to play with their husbands, their boyfriends, whatever the case, or just as a social group. It's always nice to have that. So it's great that the women can take part in the great game of golf as well, and we see that on the rise more and more. I want to thank all of you for joining us here on Tee to Green on American Forces Radio. We are heard 77 countries around the world. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jerry Evans, looking forward to being back with you next week on Tee to Green.